The Natural View. I'm Maggie Jacqua. I'm the content director of Whole Foods Magazine. And my co-host is Todd Paula, 24 Stories Marketing. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Maggie. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to see you. And we have our guest here today with us is Greg Abbaratis. He is the VP of Healthcare Practitioner Sales at Chromadex. And he does so much more. And we're going to cover some of that ground today. So welcome, Greg.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And one thing I'm excited to talk about with you is trends, because we're all very relieved the trade shows are back. We get to go and see our industry friends. We get to go to events. And most importantly, we get to learn about trends and ingredients and science that's going on. And you've really been making the rounds at various events. And I think you actually just got back from the latest trade show that you were at. So give us a scoop. Where were you and what did you learn?
I had just attended the A4M conference in Hollywood, Florida. And for me personally, after being in this industry for the better part of the last 20 years, it was really refreshing to be able to engage healthcare practitioners directly and being back in a platform again, where not only education was being disseminated to HCPs, but also the opportunity to re-engage with industry friends, to educate the market, to be able to be back out in a setting that I've really built my reputation on, and that is engaging people. It was also great to see that we had a high number of people that did attend the A4M conference. This was really the first opportunity on a very broad scale that we had a number of people, over 2,000, I'd say, that were there for the entirety of the conference. We did have a keynote speaker that has a connection to Chromadex True Niagen, and we were really the buzz of the entire conference, which was extremely exciting. We were busy throughout the entire 2 days, and we came away with that where I was wiped out of samples and wiped out of literature, and our team is doing the follow-up right now in terms of the people that were there that either hadn't placed orders or wanted to increase their order sizes. So it was incredibly exciting to be back out there, and I look forward to the next one.
Yeah, that's the best kind of busyness, right? We take it, we welcome it. Can you give us just some highlights of what the keynote presented?
Yes, so the keynote presentation was around mitochondrial health, mitochondrial function, other areas that were specific to the anti-aging areas of the marketplace and the like. And it was to a packed house, to a full room. So those aspects of things were really of intrigue to the healthcare practitioners that were in attendance. And it also helped, in fact, for us to be able to gain additional awareness for the HCP channel, and also for us to expand our footprint.
Hey, Greg, I'm wondering, it's been a long time since I've been to an A4M show. I went to the Vegas one several years ago. I'm just curious, what's your take in terms of companies like yourself being, at the show, talking directly to practitioners? What's that practitioner market look like in particular when it comes to supplements and functional ingredients?
Great question. The market has certainly changed and has changed during the height of the pandemic. Obviously, many practitioners were forced into a situation of in a virtual world of doing consults from home offices, from virtual locations, not having staffs on site to be able to support those needs or concerns around COVID. So in many instances where we were able to work directly with dispensary managers or those people that were ordering the supplements directly, we were now forced into a model of dealing directly with the doctor who would go through a third party to be able to assist in terms of placing that order for them. We certainly took a tremendous amount of direct sales, but our products are also sold through FullScript. And we've also had support through gethealthy.store and CareWell. But these platforms where doctors in many instances did not have to keep products on hand were able to support them in a time when they were just really focusing on trying to support their patients, trying to engage their patients, in a situation where they just simply were not able to fulfill orders on a very broad scale through their offices.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, hey, speaking of, you know, virtual and not being in the office, I'm just curious, you know, you said at the beginning here, you really thrive on personal interaction and connecting with people. So that begs the question, how'd you get through the pandemic, man? Was it tough working from home? And what did you do to keep busy?
It was very challenging when the pandemic came down, and with the restrictions that were being placed on all of us, I had to reinvent my strategy in terms of how I would engage with the healthcare practitioner market. For yeah. someone that's built his reputation on being out there, engaging people in person, you know, having doctors at my booth, doing book signings, having doctors as keynote speakers that would help to support a brand, I had to reinvent my entire strategy, my own and that of our team, where we developed content that we would disseminate out both through virtual platforms, working with various platforms, working with top doctors like Chris Miletus, who has assisted our team and has been extremely supportive and helpful in terms of creating content that we would then utilize for webinars, for podcasts, through other strategic marketing and helping us to continue that awareness. Now, certainly that's a very, very different model than being in person, but we were able to create a successful model of repetition with regards to different content and specific protocols that were engaging for the healthcare practitioner. At the same time, as we got to the latter phases of the pandemic, there was a term that was used frequently, which was COVID fatigue, which is healthcare practitioners were really to the point of overload as far as webinar content, other things in general. And we had to find other ways for outreach for them. And then we would fall back on some of our studies, the research that we did, more of the podcast approach, because they simply didn't have the time or were not interested in being engaged in a 1 hour webinar. So that was what I did from a professional standpoint. And then the other things that I did to keep myself busy is I sort of honed my skills in terms of becoming a professional moderator. There was a bookstore in this area of the country, Bookends, which is the largest independent bookstore in the US. That was in serious trouble financially because of the lack of ability to be able to do live book signings. They rely on doing those every week. Mm-hmm. So they were in very, very serious trouble. So I reached out to them and I said that I would tap into my own contacts to help to be able to do virtual book signings. And we started with a couple of Hall of Fame boxers, Larry Holmes and Jerry Cooney. Larry Holmes, of course, fought beat Muhammad Ali, and Jerry Cooney, who happens to be a good personal friend of mine. And we ended up selling 100 or so books with each athlete who had their own books that were recently released. It evolved from there. As we continued to do more and more, I did more and more with athletes that were part of my network, with Daryl Strawberry. At one point, I interviewed Sharon Stone, who had a book that was on the bestseller list. Willie Nelson and Turk Pipkin, who was his co-author on his book. And it just continued from there, where by the time things were done, and now obviously we're back to a live world, and I'm not doing them nearly as much. In fact, I haven't done one in some time. I had done about 20 of them, and it was successful for the bookstore, and the athletes as well were very appreciative, because otherwise it would have had to hold back on the release and wouldn't have gotten the awareness that they might have normally by virtue of us doing the virtual model. And the last one that I did was with Michael Kay, who is a very well-respected announcer for ESPN and also for the New York Yankees. And my interview with him was also simulcast live on ESPN Radio. And I take great pride in the fact that Michael said that I was the best prepared of any of the people that had interviewed him. And he had done about 20 of those to promote the book. So I take a lot of gratification in the fact that I did my homework. I asked him questions that were really a bit outside the book, box rather, in terms of his level of areas that he was focusing on. But it was something that I was really proud of. And I look forward to another opportunity to be able to do that. One of our newest brand ambassadors is Paul O'Neill, iconic Yankee, who will be having his number retired later this year on August the 21st. And Paul has a new book out called Swing and Hit, which is an instructional book. But there's a lot of references to his people that he's crossed paths with, like Ted Williams, his championship years with the Yankees, and his broadcasting career, as he's currently a color commentator with Michael Kay on the Yankee broadcasts.
It helped us kind of expand and learn, you know, new skills and new ways to kind of reach people and talk to them. And we just kind of all figured out how we can stay connected. And that kind of actually, I was on your LinkedIn page, and Todd and I work a lot with Amy Summers of Pitch Publicity. A lot of people who are watching are probably familiar with Amy. But she has this such a cool overview of your business style. She called you, I have to read this, a mover and a shaker of the natural products industry and a master connector respected by leaders and influencers. That's a pretty cool endorsement. Like that. So, but I've noticed, like, as you were saying, you really do have this impressive roster of like athlete and celebrity contacts, which kind of leads into another trend I wanted to talk about that we're really seeing in the industry. And that's that more, you know, household names, big names, stars are investing in and endorsing our products throughout the industry. Can you talk about what you're seeing with that trend and also just share kind of your secrets on, you know, how do you accomplish making all these connections and bringing people out and getting them to, you know, to talk about their good experiences with our products and help spread the word?
Yes. So one of the trends that I've seen pretty consistently in terms of the market in general is that both consumers and healthcare practitioners have become quite savvy in terms of specific areas that they've looked to focus on. During the pandemic, there was a tremendous level of interest, which there still is, on the anti-aging marketplace. As people had more time at home or being locked down or time to think about what they wanted to improve upon, the anti-aging, the areas of appearance where you could go to a plastic surgeon, have a mask on, have a procedure done, and no one would ever know about it because you're going to go back home anyway. Situations like that became, you know, more and more prevalent. So one of the things that I think has been really paramount is that the overall efficacy of a product, the overall reputation that has been developed over a period of time, as far as the research that's been done behind the product. And I would say that also the fact that if you look at the people that are using the products and what their experiences have been, that really speaks volumes about the overall benefits that people are seeing and are willing to share. And in answer, Maggie, to your second question, as far as my network and the people that I've worked with, both as high-profile healthcare practitioners that are part of my network and also athletes, that is something that has grown organically over time. I had brought an athlete in to assist with a conference or trade show. This was about 12 years ago or so. And when I did, and I had gone through an agent to be able to do that, following that conference, and I'm happy to share the name, Jim Plunkett of the Oakland Raiders, who in my opinion should be in the Hall of Fame. But he said to me, you know, Greg, he said, you seem like a really stand-up guy, someone who wouldn't take advantage, someone who would be honest and straightforward, and I would look forward to working with you again. So I utilized him in a couple of other instances as far as conferences were concerned. And he's an iconic Oakland Raider. He won two Super Bowls. He won two Super Bowl MVPs. And then he started to invite me to NFL events. And once he did, it's sort of a fraternity like anything else. And once one of the Hall of Fame players whispers in that person's ear and says, Greg's all right, then he's willing to, that person's willing to have a conversation with you. And it grew from there to Major League Baseball, and then to some degree with the NBA, and then to a smaller degree with the NHL. But at this point, It's something that I take a lot of pride in. I take very seriously. I don't give false expectations, not only to the company that I work for, but also to these athletes in terms of what I'm able to support them with. But what's most important is I want to get the products in their hands and get them using them and having them see the results. And if they're in a position where they're able to share those results, all the better.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, we film a lot of campaigns for brands that use celebrity endorsers. And it's always interesting to me to see the ones that seem to work out the best are the ones where there's this genuine relationship formed. It's not transactional. It's not like, hey, we're going to pay you this much to post this many times and then, you know, we're done. It's more, they're years long. And I'm just wondering if you have some thoughts on how brands can best foster that sort of relationship. I mean, you touched on it a little bit with just being there, being a stand-up person. Do you have any other tips or thoughts on how to maintain those relationships so they're genuine and they last? Because those seem to be the most successful from my purview.
Yes. One of the things that within my own team, within the HCP channel that I've attempted to foster is the importance of ongoing support and ongoing engagement with our customer base. Obviously, if you're dealing with them on a remote basis, know the staff, know some specifics with regards to if it's someone's birthday, if there's a particular time of the month that they place their orders, what is the cadence of their orders? Are they placing them once a month? Are they placing them every other month? What can we do to provide more support to them so that their ordering frequency increases? But on a much broader scale, when you're in a live setting and dealing with that that practice, know everyone in that office and have them feel that you have you're not there to sell them something, but what you're there to do is to collaborate and create a win-win overall. Obviously, at the end of the day, what your goal is to increase your sales, but you do not need to have an overly intrusive approach to be able to do that. What it's all about is creating a win-win. And if you're able to do that, then you're going to have long-term relationships with a lot of high-level people in this industry.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it sounds like it kind of comes back to just tried and true good collaborative sales tactics, just, you know, taking in a little different spin. So I love that. Well, hey, we've talked a little bit about sports nutrition. Let's talk a little bit about True Niagen and its use for sports nutrition. Can you just touch briefly on the product and where you see that going in the world of sports nutrition?
Sure. So sports nutrition is an area that ChromaDex and True Niagen, we're looking to put more of an emphasis and focus on for cellular repair, for mitochondrial health, to increase cellular production and to support healthy cellular metabolism. For the weekend warrior or for the professional athlete, these components are extremely important and critical. And one of the areas that we found that we want to be able to provide support to is not only within the professional sports arena, but for those weekend warriors, for those people that are looking for that level of recovery. Because let's face it, a lot of us were dormant and not working out to the level that we were previously because of the fact that we were locked down. I'm among them. And to be in a situation where you start to see that increase in your levels of NAD, because in NAD decreases and declines due to metabolic stress over time and as we age. So by virtue of that, if we are able to improve that pattern and sort of shift that paradigm, then we are able to help people. We're able to help professional athletes. We're able to help that weekend warrior. We're able to help that person that's spending a lot of time in the gym and to improve overall those areas.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then like beyond the gym and beyond sports, so you work with a lot of healthcare practitioners in that channel, and you were just down at the conference talking to people. So for those who weren't at the event, so any new viewers here, what is some message you want to leave the healthcare practitioners with about the product and what they should know about it?
So the message I'd like to leave for the healthcare practitioners is please do take advantage of the opportunity to view the research that we have available about the product line. We have an extensive dossier of research on our website, which is pro.truniagen.com. And if they visit the website, you will not only have access to the research, but you'll also see the data and information with regards to our products. We have our 500 milligram Pro product. And by the way, that product is exclusive to the healthcare practitioner channel. We also have our 300 milligram product, which comes in a 30-day and a 90-day supply. So my recommendation and takeaway for the HCP that wasn't in A4M is please do visit, please do register on the website. We have a lot of exciting additional education coming down the pike very, very quickly. So from that perspective as well, please do take advantage of listening to that content. And there are webinars that we've done over the past 2 years that are also housed on the website that will help to build a very strong foundation for you as to why we are the NAD precursor of choice in the marketplace.
That's great. And, you know, being in this industry, everyone knows that the pet market is huge, right? And so can you talk a little bit about True Niagen and how that fits into, you know, the pet market, the equine market?
Yes. So actually, I'm going to be meeting with a couple of people in the equine space later on today with the Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Are Mint Julep's going to be involved in Knife Hat?
I don't think so. Not here in New Jersey, right. But you know, we have a beautiful facility in Monmouth Park, which is a legendary racetrack. But you know, many of the benefits that a professional athlete or a weekend warrior would get from the product, in terms of nitric oxide production, ATP production, overall in terms of NAD production, would be there with regards to the equine marketplace and for your pets at home. So we see this as a market that we can provide support and help to, and our goal longer term is to be able to expand on that, because we think that there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, all our pandemic pets, we have to pamper them and keep them healthy.
That's right.
A couple years of comfort comes with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, add our stick pack to their water, and hopefully, and I feel confident that you would see some results and, you know, improvement. So
Excellent. Well, you've given us a lot of good information so far, Greg. I'm wondering, do you have any key takeaways, any thoughts you want to leave us with?
Yes, I would say that at this point, I think it's beneficial for the HCP market that everyone continues to stay engaged really understand and appreciate differentiating from the versions of NR, nicotinamide riboside, that are on the market right now. And no, not everyone is the same. And be in a position that if you're purchasing a product that does not have the science or support data behind it, challenge that company. Make certain that in fact, the data that's been provided is their data and they're not piggybacking on someone else's, because most of the research that's out there at the moment is ours. So I would say for an educated healthcare practitioner that it's extremely important that you know what you're buying, as you would with any other supplement product, and that the support and studies that have been done are specifically on that product.
And I know you'll keep us posted on what the company has coming up on Whole Foods Magazine, and we'll continue to share the news there as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. I can't wait to see you in action at the next trade show. Now that we've met, yeah. I want to see you, you know, meeting people. I'm gonna pick up some tips.
I look forward to it, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.